And this is an important shift in Islam. The caliph still was the religious and political authority of Sunni Islam and was descended from Abbas, the uncle of the Prophet, according to what the Abbasids claim. However, he now entrusted to his Turkish general the military power to wage war. And what will happen over the course of the 11th and 12th century is that various Turkish commanders, dynasts, under terms such as emir or sultan, will carve out states with their tribal army of Turks, who became the dominant military force of the Middle East, but will legitimize themselves by receiving the commission from the Abbasid caliph in Baghdad. And that had particularly was expressed in the call to prayer, which occurs five times daily for Muslims, that the name of the caliph in Baghdad would be called out rather than the caliph in Cairo. It meant on the coinage issued by the Turkish commanders that the name of the caliph in Baghdad would be named. It might also have the name of the local dynast as well. But there were a variety of official ways of recognizing the fact that these Turkish generals, in effect, operated with the sanction and authority of the Abbasid caliph. Now, Tughril Bey proved to be a superb general. Furthermore, his Turkoman tribes, who had come through Iran, found certain areas of the Near East quite congenial for settlement. The first of these is the grasslands known as the Al Jazeera, which still have Turkmen people living there today. And these are the grasslands of northern Iraq, it would be northeastern Syria, and actually southern Turkey today, which stretch across the Euphrates. There were grasslands that were easily exploited, ideal for the settlement of Turkmen tribes. And this area becomes a center of Turkish settlement. And through the whole era of the Crusades, many of the best Turkish soldiers that opposed the Crusades are coming from this region. Another area, as it turned out, was central Anatolia, that is Central Asia Minor, after 1071, which is opened up to Turkish settlement. And so there will be areas where the Turks will settle in numbers in the Near East. Tughril Bey, as I mentioned in two previous lectures, was primarily interested in taking on the Fatimid caliphs, who represented the most dangerous opponent. Furthermore, the Fatimids controlled Medina and Mecca, which were the holy cities of Islam, and therefore, just by the control of those cities, had some measure of legitimacy. They were also associated with all the different sectarians across eastern Iran, Shiite and Aliyad, that posed continual threats to the Abbasid regime. And so the Turkmen armies moved west to fight the Fatimid armies. And that was always the prime objective of the sultans in Baghdad. Tughril Bey waged a war down to his death in 1063. Then his nephew, Alp Arslan, when he took over, again, primarily focused his attentions on the Fatimid armies. And there were some important victories scored in capturing cities in Syria and in Palestine. However, as I mentioned in a previous lecture, the Turkish sultans were also very conscious of the fact that the Fatimids were in alliance with the Byzantines. And they had released many of their Turkmen warriors to attack the Byzantine army, largely as a protective measure. That was to secure their flank as they moved against the Fatimids, to make sure the Byzantines would not give aid to their traditional ally. They also found Asia Minor very quickly, an area where they could release various Turkmen tribal regiments onto the Christian populations and gain a lot of prestige in the eyes of the Muslims. And this requires us to slow down a bit and see how the Muslims reacted to this arrival of the Turks. They militarily and politically regenerated Baghdad. There's no doubt about it. But through the whole era of the Crusades, the Turkish military elite was unpopular in the eyes of most Muslims. They were seen as disruptive. They were seen as barbarians. They were notorious for drinking, that is, alcoholic beverages such as raka. Their Islam was very suspect in the eyes of many Muslim theologians.